Hello and welcome to The Great Food Debate, a podcast where we're talking about where to eat and drink in Central Ohio. I'm Abby Armbruster, your host for the show, and as you've already seen in the title of this episode, this week's topic is tacos. Where can you find the best taco in Columbus? Our panelists are here to share their answers. And before I introduce them, I would like to say, please mention your name, what you do, and what makes you qualified to talk about tacos today. So we'll start to my right here.
My name's Bethia Wolf. I am co-owner of Columbus Food Adventures, and I'm also one of the founders of a website called Taco Trucks Columbus, which started in 2009. So I've had pretty much a decade of eating tacos in Columbus.
That makes you very qualified.
I hope so.
All right. And to Bethia's right.
My name is Julie Miller, and I have a blog. It's called What Should We Do Today? It's about things to do with your kids in Columbus, but we also do try out a lot of restaurants and local restaurants, and I love tacos. I actually use Bethia's website to do my own taco truck tour that I took my coworkers on one time, but I'm not sure if that makes me an expert, but I do love tacos.
I think so. All right.
I'm Neil Thompson. I'm an assignment editor for This Week Community News. I love eating tacos, so I guess that qualifies me. I edit a lot of stories about tacos, so I try to pick up any tips that I can from those. But I've lived in Columbus for the past decade, so I've eaten several different restaurants, and I have opinions.
All right, and our last panelist today is?
I am Susie Situ. I'm the digital marketing specialist at the Columbus Dispatch and also an amateur food Instagrammer. Also a regular taco eater, so I do love my tacos.
And I believe you mentioned you went to how many taco restaurants this week alone?
Four.
Yeah, so.
Wanted to do my research.
So she's,
you know,
prepared, yes. All right, and before we dive in, Julie, you mentioned about your blog, but Bethia, can you tell us more about Columbus Food Adventures?
So Columbus Food Adventures is a food tour company. We take people all over Central Ohio, eating at restaurants, bakeries, taco trucks. We have 11 different tours we do, including a taco truck tour.
Perfect. So if you are really interested by this discussion, they can sign up for a taco truck tour with you.
Yep, and we love to show them around.
Perfect. All right, and so now that we have the introductions out of the way, I want each of you to say where your favorite place to get tacos are here in Columbus, and also why, if you could take about a minute to do that. And after that, we'll start a free-for-all. So Susie, let's start with you.
Yeah. So I actually have two, where one is my original basic good taco place that I always go to, and then another one is more like specialty taco, different toppings. My original favorite is Junior's Tacos food truck. Love it. I love Carlos. He's the owner there, and we're on first name basis, so I may or may not go there pretty constantly. And then my second specialty taco is actually Bakersfield. They're out of Cincinnati, have a pretty few branches now in different states too, but I love their tacos because they're basic and yet a little add a twist to them. They also make their own taco shells, and I love their taco shells.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. And Neil, what about you?
Well, like Susie, I'm going to bend the rules a bit and name two, because I have a couple favorites, and it depends on what kind of mood I'm in or even the location. The first one I wanted to mention was Los Gauchos Taqueria. There's a location on Godown Road in Northwest Columbus that I've been to the most, and there's also one in Gahanna. I've not been to that one. And if you can also read on thisweeknews.com that a third Los Gauchos is opening near Dublin off Sawmill Road. It is, and I'm a little unsure about the pronunciation of that. I've heard it Las Gauchos, and more like I was pronouncing it. So a couple different people have told me different things on that. So I apologize. I'm not fluent in Spanish. But great tacos there. I found that they have a great variety. Famous for tacos al pastor, which is the spit-roasted meat. The second one is I love local cantina. I love the location in Hilliard. Great patio, great Taco Tuesday specials, and just a surprisingly good variety there of just all kinds of different tacos on the menu.
Perfect. And Julie, what about you?
Well, I'm going to have to repeat a favorite because mine is also Los Guachos. Is that how we should say it? Okay, that's good to know. But my favorite location is actually the Taco Truck, which is off of Sullivan Avenue, which is a really cool location, hard to find, but it's next to a Latin club called La Boom. So don't be intimidated. You got to go back into a parking lot and find the truck back there. And the tacos al pastor are amazing because the meat is so... it's just not dry. It's very flavorful. I've been to both of the locations in Gahanna and Go Down Road, which are great because on Mondays they have buy one, get one free tacos, and they're only $1.50 to start out with, so you cannot beat that. And I'm just going to cheat, too, and throw in my second favorite, which is one that I found recently when I moved to the west side of Columbus, is Zacatecas. And they are also, they're on Sullivan Avenue. So they're our favorite, like, family, like, pick up and bring home. It's very authentic tacos.
Perfect. All right. And for our last choice.
And, well, just to add on, we had a couple of mentions of Los Guachos, and they just announced that they're opening a fourth location on Sawmill, so they will be kind of all over. Love the taco trucks, and I particularly love it when you find taco trucks that are making their own tortillas, because I really think that makes a huge difference. So there's a couple of places at the moment that I've found that are doing that that I love. One is called, and again, I'm going to butcher the pronunciation of this one, but it's called Cochimilco on Morse Road. And they not only make their own tortillas, but they have some different flavor, different fillings. Like, usually it's pretty standard. Like, everybody has carnitas and al pastor and asada. But they have some more unusual fillings. They also have a range of vegetarian fillings, which is pretty interesting, like squash blossom and things like that they'll do. And it's kind of different every time you go. One of the West Side trucks, San Angel, also makes their own tortillas, and their food, everything they do, is really delicious. They're really near to the Los Guachos location on Solomon Avenue.
Wow. Well, this is a great array of options we have here. All right. And you are listening to the Great Food Debate. And let's dive into where you actually go. Do you typically go to different taco spots, or do you go to the same place time after time if you have a favorite? Or how do you approach finding new tacos in Columbus?
For me personally, I used to live right next to Junior, so that's why I'm always there. I've also trained myself into wanting tacos whenever I go run. And, like, I'm going to do X amount of miles and then get tacos directly after from Junior's.
That is a great workout plan, I think.
That's why I run.
All right, Julie, do you have more to add to that?
Yeah, and I do really like to try new places a lot, but it's really hard to, when you know that something is good, like Los Guachos, for me, it's like, I know what I'm getting, so it's hard to pass that up, especially on the Monday deal.
Sure, absolutely. And Neil, do you typically try different places, or?
Yeah, I do, and I think a lot of, anything that you're trying, a lot of it's proximity. If you have to make a special trip for something, it's difficult to do that, which it could be absolutely worthwhile.
Right, it better be good.
And especially with things like this, where you get tips about different things, it absolutely matters. I am a creature of habit many times, though, so I fall back on the same things because of, again, atmosphere if I want to eat there. Now it's a whole new ball game if they are to go.
Sure. And Bethia, I'm sure you go to many different places.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of my job. So we always, if we get tips about places that sound interesting, or if we just happen to be driving by, we spotted a new taco truck yesterday when we were driving around and put it on the list of, we got to get back there and see what they're doing. Because you never know, and, pretty much whenever you see a taco truck, they're doing tacos. But what we get really excited about is when they're doing different regional specialities and other dishes as well as that.
And a follow-up for you, Bethia, is do you typically go for corn tortillas, flour tortillas?
If I'm going to a Mexican taco truck, then generally it's corn tortillas.
Sure.
At Los Guachos, they do what's called a gringa, and that is with a flour tortilla, and that's delicious. But if I'm going for kind of the real Mexican street food tacos, it's going to be corn
all the way. All right, and do you all agree on that?
White corn tortillas.
Yeah, white corn tortillas.
Absolutely. Only way to go.
I mean, flour tortillas definitely have their place. They're great. They're much better for quesadillas. and they kind of absorb that grease of the quesadilla much better. But yeah, and if you can find somebody that's making those handmade tortillas, you never, I don't think you'll go back.
That's worth it.
But you have to also consider sometimes the corn, if it gets a little cold, is going to the structural integrity is going to break down. So maybe flour is better if you are traveling. So it's just something to consider.
No, I think I mean the corn tortillas, you want them fresh, and you want them. You want them properly heated. Like the places that just put like a cold tortilla, like there's so many places now that are doing tacos and they just don't really know what they're doing. So they'll just put like a cold or barely warmed up tortilla and they're filling it and then it's like falling apart because they put way too much filling.
It ends up all of your plates and this, so you can tell that pretty quickly.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's what tostadas and chips of, you know, that's what you're meant to do with the old tortillas. You're not meant to keep making tacos.
And Abby, not to steal any thunder you might have here, but we have to include crispy shells, don't we, as a as an option,
I was going to ask hard or soft tacos, so that was going to be my next question. So I don't know if you guys have a preference on that, if you want that crispiness. I mean, for me personally, the nice thing about that is just for the added texture, where everything for Mexican food can kind of be one note, all the same texture. I don't know.
I'll jump into that since I threw it out there. Sometimes that texture is it's an amazing sensation when you bite and you have that crunch. And I think, you know, that's what probably gave rise to the Taco Bell style and the gorditas and things like that. But, you know, every once in a while, it is a fun option. I know it's not as authentic, but I think there's absolutely a place for that. And I enjoy one of the reasons that I enjoy local cantina is because they do have that option with one. It's called a Crunch Wheezy. It's a brisket taco, and it has it's the only crispy shell they offer, and it's inside a soft shell with cheese in the middle. And so, yeah, I mean, it's good, but you have that satisfying crunch. So I think there's absolutely a place for that.
Absolutely.
I gotta give a shout out to, so there's a new restaurant called Service Bar that's part of Middle West Spirits.
Okay.
And they have a dish that's called Cheesy Brisket Crunch. So it's a little kind of a slight deviation from a taco, but it's essentially a taco. But it's made with Bengali fry bread and a crispy crispy taco shell and brisket and lettuce and salsa and queso, and it is so good.
Holy cow. That's
so amazing. I'm going to just recommend everybody, that's your homework for the weekend if you haven't tried it.
I can't actually remember the last time I had a hard shell taco.
Really?
I literally can't remember, but that one at local cantina, that sounds really good.
Very similar to the one Bethia said, and actually right down to using brisket.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, we occasionally do, like, old-school taco night at home, and we bust out the old El Paso shells. And sometimes you just want what you're nostalgic from your child, and
I can understand that. And, Susie, when you go to a taco place, what kind of protein are you typically gravitating toward?
So I'm actually trying to cut out more meat for my diet. So I'm actually leaning towards like a shrimp and fish more days.
Oh, yeah,
so
sure.
More pescatarian diet or more like vegetarian-based diet, portobello mushrooms. So that's kind of where I lean, but I just love like a good chicken taco.
Yeah, absolutely. And Neil, what about you?
My go-to, if I'm trying something for the first time, a lot of carne asada will be a typical go-to. I found that a lot of, especially the restaurants that do tacos well, chorizo is a wonderful choice. And if you get a restaurant that does that well with a little good char on the chorizo, it could be a wonderful experience. The problem you run into is it can get a little greasy, so they have to prepare accordingly. But that's something as well. And then if I'm going to a restaurant that I know, for instance, is not using frozen fish or frozen shrimp, a grilled shrimp option is fantastic, and you can't beat a fried fish taco. I mean, I have a variety. It just depends on the restaurant where I'm going, but those are my favorites.
And Julie, what about you?
I do tend to gravitate towards chicken, but I do have, like, Balboa has an amazing pork belly taco that just melts in your mouth. And mentioning chorizo, I recently had the breakfast tacos from the Explorers Club food truck.
Oh.
It's eggs, chorizo, and an amazing sauce. So good.
All right, and Bethia, what about you?
I tend to go with whatever the weirdest sounding one is. I'm a big fan of lengua, which is, for those of you people who don't know, is tongue. And often it is so well done at the trucks. I will sometimes go with like a barbacoa, sometimes go with chorizo. You know, if they've got something that's a little more unusual, like a stewed option, sometimes carnitas, but yeah, if they have langua, I'm probably ordering it.
All right. You are listening to The Great Food Debate, and this is a question for everybody, but we'll start with Julie. What makes a taco good in your mind? What element makes it stand out?
I'm really appreciating the more authentic Mexican tacos. I'm a an Americanized taco lover, believe me. But I love to find the authentic Mexican restaurants around town.
Mm-hmm. And Neil, what about you? What element makes taco good?
Balance for me. So much of a taco is about, and I mentioned texture, and there are a lot of good options. So there's not just any one, but I'm looking for something that it's not soggy. Whatever the protein is well prepared, and that's it just all comes back to balance for me.
Mm-hmm. Susie, what about you?
I agree with the balance and texture for sure. I also look into like the mood that I'm in, obviously. If I want more like the basic taco, or if I want more like a flavorful, tons of toppings type of taco. So really differentiates. Yeah.
Bethia, what about you?
I mean, I think the first thing is, does it taste good? And then the second thing is just kind of how well executed it is. And, you know, is the meat, are you going to have any gristly bits, or is it kind of well cooked? Is, you know, but I think the thing that is the real make or break, and it's just kind of the same as sandwiches, I think people often overlook the bread. And I think with tacos, I think people often overlook the tortilla, and we kind of alluded to it already, but like, you know, stale tortillas, cold tortillas, like there's just no excuse.
Right.
And that's, you know, one of the reasons I think taco trucks are so great. I mean, partly just the value. For value proposition, but also, you know, they're heating them up, they're making them right in front of you to order, they're piping hot, the tortilla's warmed through, the meat is straight off the grill. So I want it to be hot, I want it to be delicious, and I want it to not make a mess all over my shoes.
Absolutely. And Julie, you already brought up breakfast tacos, but are there a lot of breakfast tacos options? If there were more close to me, I would be eating them every single day. So I don't know, Julie.
Catalina's.
Oh, Catalina's.
Number one favorite. Yeah. Yes. The
That's
breakfast tacos
true.
Are amazing.
I'm very excited about their second location.
Oh, yeah, finally. I used to live two blocks from Catalina's, and the line would just be down the block.
Bethia, have you found a lot of breakfast tacos in your travel?
Not a lot. There definitely are some places doing breakfast tacos, but I don't think it's, apart from Catalina's, I don't think it's something necessarily that...
It hasn't caught on yet.
Yeah. We're not Austin.
Yeah. And have you, Susie or Neil, have you found any tacos, breakfast tacos in the area?
I don't think that I have what I would consider as true breakfast tacos, like what was being referenced at Catalina's. Now, a lot of brunch places do Mexican with breakfast burritos or things like that. I have to mention, I'm the Hilliard editor in case nobody knew that. But Starliner Diner is one that does a fantastic job with those type of dishes for breakfast. Though I don't think they have the breakfast tacos. That's something I'll have to check on.
All right.
Yeah, the huevos rancheros and the chilaquiles are really good.
Oh, the chilaquiles are famous there, I think. So it's a great place.
And do you have to mention Candado's breakfast taco? There's one called the Southerner. That's their tortilla. Mm. It has the cheddar grits inside.
Ooh.
It's so good.
It has grits in the taco.
Yeah. Cheddar grits.
That's
yep,
really
that's part of the shell when you make your own taco as part of Condado's. That's
Whoa.
Southerner. I recommend that one.
Oh, my gosh. And let's move beside the taco. Let's talk about the side dishes that you can get with your tacos or what you're fixing for your plate. Are you picking three tacos? Are you doing a taco and some rice and beans? Or what are you typically making if you're assembling your own taco meal? So, Julie, let's start with you.
You know, I... I think I'm like a three taco person, and definitely chips and salsa.
Sure.
And that's one thing I like about Zacatecas that I mentioned before. They have a different salsa that I really like. So if we order that and bring it home, we're ordering like 13 tacos or 14 tacos and chips and salsa.
Sure, absolutely. Nothing wrong with that.
No.
Bethia, what about you?
So somewhere that we hasn't been mentioned yet that I feel it definitely should be is Cosecha, which is an Italian village. Mm-hmm. It's more of an upscale Mexican. They're doing a lot of making everything from scratch and a lot of great fillings. And I was thinking when you mentioned fish and shrimp tacos, it's a great option. When you mentioned chorizo, their chorizo taco is very different. It has some kind of nuts on top, but it's really delicious. But when I go there for lunch, I love to get one or two tacos, and then they do this really amazing green pozole.
Ooh.
And so I love that, kind of the soup and the tacos. Mm. And that, to me, is a really great lunch.
That's an interesting combination.
But if I'm at a taco truck, then I'm probably going to get a couple of tacos and maybe a gordita or a sobe or something like that.
Susie, what about you?
I do all the dips. I want my guac. I want my salsa. I want my... queso, I need all the dips and all the chips. Los Guachos, they have a very interesting salsa. It's like a black bean-based salsa. Mm. Did not expect that when I got it the other day. It was really good. And then queso, I love Condado's queso, actually. I could probably drink it. Just no chips, just drink it straight through. And guac, Bakersfield. I just love my Bakersfield guac.
Mm. And Neil, what about you?
All the chips and all the dips. That's very poetic. I like that.
It rhymes.
I actually don't feel that way, however. This is a very unpopular opinion, so it's probably good that you put me last. I hate salsa. I do not like salsas with chips. I would much rather eat chips dry than with salsa.
That is a controversial statement.
It is a controversial statement, but let me go on because I'm about to make another one.
All right.
I feel like most quesos are the same, and I love queso, but I feel like, you can get good queso at a lot of different places, but it is something that I'll go to, and a place that makes good fresh guacamole. I mean, that's kind of hard to beat. But again, it has to be something that there's lots of different ways to make guacamole. I want it to be a certain way. I don't like chunky guacamole. I'm very picky when it comes to my dips. But what my answer will be, and this is showing probably my Southeast Ohio upbringing and the options that we had. I am a sucker for jalapeno poppers, and especially if you could find a place that makes ones again that aren't coming from GFS that they're making in-house. So if you could find that, that's going to be really really a treasure. So, but I will get them about anywhere, just because again I love that the makeup of those.
So without derailing too much, do you have a number one jalapeno popper destination? I'm curious if there's a standout in Columbus.
The standout to me, and I honestly don't know how they're made, but I would say they're probably made in-house. I like the ones at local cantina, and they pair it with this jalapeno jam that is so spicy and delicious. And so I do enjoy ordering those there. And no matter what I'm getting, no matter who I'm with, I'll get an order just for myself.
And Neil, one quick follow-up. Do you ever put salsa on your tacos, or you just omit it altogether?
I would never put salsa on a taco.
Oh, my gosh.
So what about hot sauce? Are you like, his hot sauces included, like any kind of sauce?
I love hot sauces.
Okay. So it's just the kind of the gloopy, chunky, tomato-y kind of salsa?
Exactly.
But if it's in a bottle, it's fine.
Well, maybe if it's home, it could be made any sort of way. But to me, there's a difference between salsa and sauce. So maybe it comes back to a texture issue for me. But salsa, you get it's chunky and cold, and sometimes it's you don't get a whole lot of taste in it.
Because when you go to the taco trucks, all the hot sauces that they make but from scratch, they'll call them all salsa.
Hmm.
So.
Right, but they're...
But they're in a bottle.
They're the sauces.
Yeah. So we've got some... It's the terminology of salsa that's... You just don't like it if it's in a bowl.
If it's in a bowl, or I think gloopy and is a great way that you describe
it. What about like a chunky mango salsa?
Oh, I'm not sure. Would that be... What would be the other term?
What about
for that?
The black bean salsas? That's like, kind of like a bean salad.
I actually do not like that either. Again, unpopular opinions here, but
oh my goodness!
Next week's episode is on dips and salsas.
You are listening to The Great Food Debate, and we brought up Condado a little bit, and for people who haven't been there before, you get to pick the toppings that are on your taco. So do you prefer to build your own taco, or would you rather have a preset on a menu that comes with certain toppings? Julie, let's start with you.
Oh, man, you start with me.
Sorry.
You know, it depends on the location, I guess. Like, I've been to Condado, and I like doing that because I know what I like on a taco, but I'm also really happy to just order right off the menu and let them make it for me. So I think it would lean towards just ordering off the menu.
Yeah, no thought process needed.
Yes, exactly. They know what they're doing. I trust it.
Susie, what about you?
If I'm Condado's, I'm usually building my own taco. Mm-hmm. I like my salsa on my tacos, especially from Condado's. So, yes, I build my own Condado's. But if it's like a basic food truck or a restaurant that just has their set tacos, obviously love the set tacos.
Bethia, what about you?
So I have a different kind of build-your-own place that I like. It's another truck. It's called Las Potosinas. It's over on the east side. It's really near the University Hospital over there and the new library they're building. Hmm. And they do this pollo al carbon. It's grilled chicken. It smells amazing. It tastes amazing, especially when you get there and they're just taking it off the grill. But they will give you the grilled chicken. They'll give you beans and salad and tortillas and salsas. And salsa's in the bottle. And then you kind of pull the chicken off and you make your own taco. And it has that amazing, like, grilled kind of skin and this kind of spicy saltiness. It's so good. Mm. So that's the kind of build your own tacos that I like.
Wow. That's a great option. And Neil, what about you?
I have a very similar opinion to Julie in that I think that a lot of times taco from the menu, whoever's making it has a good idea of how things fit together. Mm-hmm. So I always want to give that a chance. And even if it includes maybe a hated salsa, maybe I should try that. And I have, and I it's that hot take notwithstanding. But I do try to look at what the chef is suggesting as far as this flavor fits together. It's like it should be like that if you're at any restaurant. You know, I compare it to going to a steakhouse. You know, how does the chef want this prepared? If you have a red meat dish or even a steak. So I'm usually on board with that unless it comes with like chimichurri or something. So
sure. And we conducted a Twitter poll to see what our readers thought about the best place to get tacos. And can any of you guess what the number one pick was? Any ideas?
I can, but I would be cheating.
Julia, Bethia, or Susie?
Oh, there's so many good options in Columbus. I don't know what would have come out on top.
I'm going to guess Condado.
You are correct.
Yay!
Condado, 51% of our voters picked that. 25% picked Los Guachos, and 12% picked Bakersfield. And then we had a slew of different options. And again, I apologize if I mispronounce any of these, but people brought up Nada, Chewy's, Exotic Latino Grill, Taco Loco, Charitos, El Tuzo. Tuzo, I'm not sure.
El Tuzo Taco, it's a truck.
Taco Nazo, Cosecha, which you mentioned. Taqueria Guadalajara, Las Margaritas, and El Vaquero. Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of good choices on that. Yes. Guadalajara is a really nice little taqueria up on the northeast side.
That came up multiple times. Yeah, so that was very very popular with our listeners and our readers. And then we have some historical facts. When do you think the first Taco Bell came to Columbus? I have the year.
The first Taco Bell.
First Taco Bell in Columbus, correct.
1979.
I think a little bit older.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm going to go with 1958.
Ooh. You are off by 10 years, Neil. 1968. The first Central Ohio location was in Whitehall, and it was described at the time as authentic Mexican hacienda-style architecture used on the building.
And where was it, Nina?
It was on Hamilton Avenue. Okay. I can give you the address, but I don't think there's a Taco Bell there now. And when it opened, it featured a dish called the Bell Burger, which was described as like a sloppy Joe with Mexican spices and ground beef on a hamburger bun. It did not last, obviously, on the menu. And then the term taco truck, which we've talked a lot about today, has only been used since 2008, according to the Columbus Dispatch Archives, which is interesting, when it kind of came on the rise when food trucks started becoming popular as well. And back in 1971, a restaurant inside of the Sheraton Hotel in downtown Columbus actually offered all-you-can-eat tacos for just $1.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Can't be
where
a deal
is that
like
now?
That. Yeah. Oh, they went out of business, whatever company that was. So, guys, I think we talked a lot about tacos, but were there anything, any other comments, last comments people wanted to make?
I'm going to give a shout out for one more truck,
sure,
which is Taco Riendo. It's out near the airport. And if anyone ever asks you for a ride to the airport and you're kind of like, I don't really want to drive to the airport, just, you know, if it's around lunch or dinner time, just, you know, drop them off and circle around and then you can go and get really great tacos from Taco Riendo.
That's your consolation prize.
Yeah, that makes it driving to the airport worthwhile.
Yeah.
Or just build in a little extra time before your flight. You can do that too. Yes.
That's a great idea. And any other comments? Susie, Neil?
I'll offer up one more. If you go to a lot of Ohio State events at the Jerome Schottenstein Center, especially on Tuesday night basketball games, you'll see a local taco truck that's always set up there out in the concourse. Dos Hermanos, great place, great taco truck. But you might see it around at some Ohio State events. So that is something that they're in there for contracting for that event, and they do a great job. And it's always great to have a Taco Tuesday while watching a basketball game. That's a tradition that's gone back to Aaron Kraft there. So I always find that fun and always make sure to visit that when they are set up there.
And they have a location in the North Market as well. It just does gangbusters. They're a great, they're really solid. And they have really good tamales too.
Oh. And all of these restaurants that we're mentioning are going to be down in the show notes so you can find out all the different restaurants. And Susie?
Special shout out to Tortilla, by the way. Tortilla Food Truck. They actually have a new location. It's inside the food hall now on High Street.
Yeah.
Really good chicken tacos. Plugging that back in there.
Yeah, that's the Short North Food Hall that just opened.
Yes.
And I think there are five different restaurants in there right now.
Yep.
And so it's you have everything from barbecue to Asian fusion and different dishes. So that's a great new place that opened.
Right.
You can find out more about that on thisweeknews.com as well in our weekly table talk column by Gary Seaman Jr.
That's right. So Susie, Neil, Julie, Bethia, thank you so much for joining me. And as always, we want to hear from you. Did we forget to mention your favorite taco spot in Columbus, or do you disagree with any of the restaurants we mentioned? Please get in touch with us by emailing online at thisweeknews.com or send us a tweet at thisweeknews. Thank you for joining me on this episode of The Great Food Debate. And if you have any suggestions for future episodes, email online at thisweeknews.com. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast through iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play, or you can listen to our website on our website, thisweeknews.com. And this is Abby Arbrister saying happy eating.